little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
Oh god. Such a lazy Sunday here. Hey folks, welcome back. Shadow Games Podcast, episode 214. Yes, I said it's a lazy Sunday. Here with, I'm actually hanging out with somebody today, and it's actually Wayne. First time for everything, right, folks? Yeah, I know. Only I did today was, what did I do? Oh, yeah, laundry, catch up with some news, email, yada, 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 yada.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, I know. I actually didn't play any type of games today, so. But I did play a lot this week, so. And actually the past 2 weeks. Sorry about that, folks. We've been kind of a little bit rough on the edges here, but.
Yeah.
Typical of us on the beginning of the year. Once we get it back in our, you know, running on our feet again, we'll be back to normal.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I know. So, guys, what have we been doing this week? Well, week and a half, 2 weeks. Well, for me, the only game I've been playing, you guys know, is Resident Evil 7 for the PlayStation 4 system. I beat the game on normal, and then I'm on the hardest settings, which is pretty much the hardest settings that you can play on. I'm halfway done. It is hard as hell, and ammunition is always scarce. Resident Evil went back to square one, went back to the beginning. And from what I've heard, also one other game title is going back to its roots, right, Wayne? That's about it for me this week, guys. I'm just playing Resident Evil 7, nothing more. Wayne, how about you, man?
Mostly Destiny. I'm still working on grinding all my characters.
Destiny, this is like what, 4 months in a row you've been playing Destiny?
I've been playing it almost nonstop for a year now, it seems like, but I don't know, it seems like a long time, but anyways, still grinding on that, trying to get everything. I've got a couple quests I just finished and I'm waiting for weapon drops, so those will hit with a reset, I think. I've done a little bit of Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time. Just fun and yet weird at the same time. And a little bit of Galaga this past week and last week. Think that's about it. And I did finish Back to the Future.
How was that?
That was really fun.
You want to spoil it for us or kind of spoil it for us? You want to fully spoil it for us or partially spoil it for us?
I can give you a spoiler because it's really easy. They go back in time to fix the problems from when they went back in time the last time and over again until they get it right.
So pretty much a Groundhog's Day video game.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect, you know?
That's true.
Doc Brown gets in so much trouble.
He gets so much into crap. Oh, God.
I like the ending, though. The ending brings in a multitude of futuristic possibilities all at once.
That's pretty much an open ending?
More of a... more of an open ending within a tree of open endings. Marty McFly comes back to the present from the future 5 times. I mean, like literally 5 times all at one time.
So he has
comes to the present from like 5 different futures.
Jeez. All right.
All at the same time, and they're all arguing with each other.
I actually do want to play that game now since you said it.
It's good. I would love to see him do a sequel to this and continue on with the stories. Definitely fun to play.
You gotta oil that door, Wayne.
Yeah, something, right? Yeah.
What else, Wayne?
Other than that, I've mostly just been reading comics on my tablet. So.
Oh, what have you been reading?
Right now, I'm reading Days of Future Past.
Oh, the OG. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, collected
what
volume.
What makes time travel safe for the future of the X-Men?
I've got a whole bunch of recollections and so forth.
This weekend, actually Friday, I'm going to start reading Civil War 2.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I heard nothing but great with that. As I said, I heard it wasn't, you know, it Civil War, the first one, was top notch. This one's like right below it, maybe a smidge here.
Mm-hmm.
So I do got to read it. So I'll give you guys a heads up on that.
Later on. I also got through Old Man Logan a while back. So
oh, you're prepping for Logan.
Well, I've been reading everything I can get. Basically, when you see Comixology go on sale,
you're on there.
I'm like, ooh, that was a good volume. Ooh, that one looks good. Yep. So I got a ton of Spider-Man, like all the classic masterpiece volumes of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, Doctor Strange, bunch of Wolverines, Deadpools, everything. You know, Captain America.
Oh, speaking of Spider-Man, did you hear that? There's rumors going around, there's sketches for Spider-Man Homecoming that Iron Man, Tony Stark, might be wearing his ultimate Iron Man suit.
Ooh.
If you guys don't know what that is, look it up. The hell?
Yeah.
What are you? Okay. Yeah, so ultimate Iron Man suit from the Ultimate Universe might appear for Spider-Man Homecoming.
Interesting.
Yes, indeed. I don't know if you guys seen the post that we posted on our Facebook page, the behind the scenes of Infinity Wars. You saw that, right, Wayne?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun
right?
to watch.
It's confirmed Spider-Man will be in Infinity Wars.
I kind of expected that.
Yeah, I mean, we get to see Earth's heroes along with Thor and... I'm going to go turn off this mic. it's kind of annoying in a way. Meet the guys from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
And that's what technically this is going to be about.
I wonder who else is going to show up.
Hey, just imagine the conversation with Star-Lord, Drax, and Tony Stark.
Yeah. I can already tell you, Star-Lord is going to get into some serious trouble with Black Widow.
No, that's true. That's true. That's a given. If you guys don't know, it's a given. Alright, so yeah. Yeah, we got all the things lined up for us next coming year. Yeah. Alright, so yeah, you know what? Let's get on with the news lately, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, starting off recently for Netflix. Netflix will release a new TV series based on the castle on Castlevania sometime later this year, from what the company announced. But they said, unfortunately, there aren't many official details on this, on this news to be had at this time. As part of the series of announcements it's made, Netflix press release listed some of the things called Castlevania Season 1, Part 1, as launching in 2017. So...
But we do know who's involved. Or some of the people involved.
Yeah, it's Adi Shankar. He is the guy who is responsible for the very nice rated R version of the Power Rangers short film that was released back in 2015. If you guys haven't seen that one, look it up. It is very dark, and I love it.
And of course, we got Warren Ellis, who needs no explanation or introduction.
If you guys don't know who he is,
you should.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool right there. You also have Kevin Cold, Fred Siebert, who's part of the producing team there.
So it's gonna be a way darker version of.
Yeah, it's gonna be an animated series.
Ooh, so. This should be fun to watch.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I watched Justice League Dark too. That was really fun.
I want to see that too, but my internet's been down.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but that's basically all we got for that. So.
Yeah, we'll give you guys more info when everything starts going down.
Once we get more details.
Indeed. And also, PlayStation now adds 12 more games.
PlayStation Now.
Yeah, pretty much it's on the PlayStation Now. A total of 12 games have been added to Sony's streaming service, as revealed on the PlayStation blog post. The highlights include Dynasty Warriors 6, Empires, and Samurai Warriors 4. Also, the other games are coming out
Eternal Surge, Ode to an Unborn Star.
Yep, Blade Storm, The 100 Years War, which is a pretty cool game. I played it.
Yeah.
Champion Jockey G1 Joggy and Gallop Racer, never played it. I played Dynasty Warriors 6, Dynasty Warriors 6, Empires, Ninja Gaiden 3, which is always the hardest game. It doesn't matter what system you play, it's going to be hard. Nobugan's Ambition. Let's see, Quantum Theory, Samurai Warriors 4, Warriors Orochi 3, Warriors Legend of Troy, and also Yaiba Ninja Gaiden Z.
Yeah.
So yeah. While you guys are there, you guys can pick those up right now, or actually stream those right now.
Yeah. If you got PlayStation Now, go for it. Have fun.
Wayne, this is for you since you already got this in the mail.
I picked this up the other day as soon as I saw it was live. This is a new Humble Bundle featuring a bunch of Star Wars games. So you can get Knights of the Old Republic, Star Wars X-Wing Alliance, Rogue Squadron 3D, Force Unleashed, Empire at War, there's also a Empire or X-Wing versus TIE Fighter t-shirt you can get if you spend over 35. So
that's pretty cool.
Basically it breaks down to, if you spend a dollar or more, you get Star Wars Galactic Battleground Saga, Knights of the Old Republic, X-Wing Alliance, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, Balance of Power campaigns.
Yep. But also, if you beat the average, you get Star Wars Battlefront 2, Jedi Knights 2, Jedi Outcast, which is a fun game I played back in PC in the days, Knights of the Old Republic 2, Rebel Assault 1 and 2, and Starfighter.
And with $14 or more, you get Empire at War Gold Pack.
Yep.
Rogue Squadron 3D, Shadows of the Empire, Force Unleashed, Ultimate Sith Edition, and Force Unleashed 2.
I would highly recommend the last two games that Wayne named, because it is a fun game.
Force Unleashed 2 is rather short, but it's still rather fun. It is short.
It is very short.
Oh.
Alright. So, since it's been a very short news for you guys, so recently, Resident Evil 7 bundled with the PlayStation 4 Pro and another game for $400. Two freebies, including one that's not even a month old yet. So that's freaking awesome. So if you guys thinking of picking up a PlayStation 4 and Resident Evil 7, this is one, in my opinion, is worth it.
You gotta head over to Newegg's eBay store to get this, and you get Deus Ex Mankind as the next game.
This, yep, for $400. Deal comes courtesy of Newegg, as Wayne said. You can get the free shipping too, as well as you also may not have to pay taxes. You see some extra money in that too, as well.
Don't know where you live. Yeah,
just depending. So pretty much $400, the same price as the system on its own routinely goes for without any bundled games. So you buy this one, you get two free games. One of them is awesome. One of them is great.
Yeah.
So guys, go ahead and grab them right now. And our last news of the day, Wayne.
How fun. Gears of War 4 is going to celebrate Valentine's Day with the Cupid's Torque Bow mode.
I gotta play this. it sounds interesting enough.
So from now until February 20th, you can go into the Cupid Torque Bow tag mode, which you get a special torque bow with a pink design that creates a heart when it connects with a foe.
When Cupid goes AWOL.
The subsequent explosion is even more magical.
What?
It'll produce hearts and apparently a new sound effect. Yeah.
Really? Well, that's awesome.
And Gears has posted on Twitter a video of how that works, so if you want to check that out.
Yep.
Additionally, the Coalition is going to be offering the Mystery Gear pack for the holiday. It's a 5-card pack that consists of cards from features and community packs that were offered previously. So you have a chance to find like the UIR Elite and UIR characters, weapon skins, Onyx Gold characters, weapon skins, the Gary Carmine and 10th Anniversary weapons, or the Gearsmith weapon skins.
Yep. So as Wayne said, 2,000
credits
or $5 is only available until the early morning hours of February 13th. So guys, get onto it.
Yeah, as of right now, that's tomorrow.
Yep. So that's it for the news for us this week, guys.
Yeah.
So I want guys to let you know that, spring, and when spring comes in, summertime's around the corner. It's simple. April, Fidel, will be going to WonderCon. We turn back to its perfect home, in my opinion, which is Anaheim Convention Center. Yeah, let's see, let's see. Wait, what else we got here? A lot of movies coming out.
Yep, we got Logan next month.
The start of the summer, of the hot summer movie here continues with Logan, and then we got Guardians of the Galaxy, then in no particular order, you know.
Yeah.
Everything else except for that. What else we got? Comic-Con's around the corner. For all the people that are listening to us right now that are in the Midwest, what's going on at MTAC, right?
I think it's coming up, yeah.
Yeah, so Mimi, Jesse, Kim, pretty much the gang minus Wayne and I are in the Midwest. We'll be there. I think... Is Dell gonna be there too? Because I know he moved to Tennessee.
We're not sure on that one. Hopefully he can make it.
Yeah, get to know stuff over there and whatnot. So yeah. Wait, any more other news for this week?
As of right now, I can't really think of anything.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't we talk about something earlier that we had? Some.
Did we?
Brain fart. This is what happens on a lazy Sunday. You forget everything.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm still wearing my underwear.
Thank goodness.
I know, right? Anywho, again, guys, make sure to follow our Facebook page. Like us, share us, and also, you know, as I've been saying the past several times, you know, comment.
Yep.
Comment, and we always do get back at you guys on that. Make sure to follow our Instagram page with the same name and also our Twitter name with the same name. Yeah, so we'll keep you guys informed what our events we're going to be attending. That's typically, you know, our yearly routine. So, again, guys, we are TwoShotsGeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Is there a zombie outbreak going in the back?
Something like that.
I think so. Okay, we're screwed. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.